So, good morning. It's 7:52 a.m. on Monday, August 21st, 2017. Eclipse day. Eclipse day. We're about 2 hours out here from the eclipse. From first contact in Oregon. We aren't going to be traveling anywhere. We're in like the 95% zone. So while I won't get to see a total eclipse, I'll be near it. For the second time, I'll be near it. I was near the totality of the eclipse when it went through Maine 40, 50 years ago, something like that. I remember watching it then. It's pretty cool. We'll probably do something like focus a mirror. Traffic this morning, jeez. They're working on this house over here, this new multifamily. A lot of cars moving this morning. When I started out, there was some sort of conflagration of sirens. Some of them were fire trucks. I don't know where the fire is, but I smell smoke. I don't know if it was exhaust from the quick machinery there. Somebody's house is on fire. So this is another I don't want to do a day. Months, possible years ago, I think Anita shared a story about a friend of hers who goes running every day. And some days she doesn't want to do it either. And she has a little cry, and she ties on her shoes, and she goes up and runs. I didn't cry. Thought about it. I always think of that story. There will be days where I cannot go. There will be days where I cannot walk. There will be days when my legs hurt, or I'm sick, or the weather is just untenable. Oh, school bus. School bus, that's right, school's in session. Good morning, good morning. there's a guy across the street. He's keeping pace with me. Here we are at the city's busiest intersection. No, not really. There's always cars here though, gosh. Here comes the lady with her little Scotty dog. It's dog day apparently. The only person I haven't seen in a while is the guy with the high school sports t-shirts. Maybe I'll see him when I get around the corner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you? That was that truck going by. But I'm getting serious amounts of smoke now. And I'm gonna go buy a street sweeper. Oh, thrill, oh joy. Just gonna go down the cul-de-sac. Yes. An Elgin broom bed. Smell the dust in the air. I was thinking about that the other day, thinking about smells. And one of the difficulties I have with writing is getting enough sensory details in there. And I just noticed that as I was going through Suicide Run the last couple of days, that there are very few. I need to do more, because I think it helps me get into the story as much as anything. And if I can get into the story, then readers can get into the story, and that's really what it's all about. There's a that dust smell, that sort of. He's putting a little water down, so it's a wet smell, but it's still unmistakably dust, just generic dust. It's overridden the scent of the smoke. I'm looking around. I can see a little bit of the horizon here. I've just turned eastward, and I don't see any plumes of smoke. Doesn't mean there aren't some, it's just that, because there are places where the horizon is blocked. I'm coming up on the monk post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Family had a big garage sale over the weekend here on this corner, and now it's Monday, the garage sale is over, and there's like 25 or 30 boxes of stuff on the curb. Oh, flex my shoulder, and I could hear him go snap, 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 snap. Oh, Lord. Okay, car coming. Is this the ponytail lady? I think so. So there's a lot of high thin cirrus clouds. I don't know if they're going to burn off. It's pretty clear off to the west, which means, and usually the clouds flow west to east. Not. Good morning. Not the ponytail lady. Differently. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I got another, another half a mile. Probably a third of a mile, something like that. Glad to get back. I got up late this morning. I was up a little bit late last night. Not as late as I have been. But I got up late again this morning because I was tired. Still tired. I didn't even get my coffee until 6 o'clock. Now, if I could just remember to post when I get back. Last couple of days I've gone back and fixed food and hung out. And next thing I know, 2 hours have gone by and I haven't checked to see if the upload went. Let alone do the post-production. And for those who are into the tech and geeky stuff, yes, I use Audacity. I don't need anything more than Audacity. Audacity does everything that I need it to do. I've been using it for 10 years. I know how it works. So I don't have to incur any learning cost, any opportunity cost to pick up a new piece of software that does way more than I ever need. I record on my phone with a wired headset. I showed Tech at Balticon. The little spongy thing that I wrap around the microphone with, hold it in place with a small rubber band, just enough to squeeze it onto place without kicking the trigger that's in the little lozenge microphone. I use a little tiny bulldog clip to attach it to the bill of my cap, the visor of my cap. Got a big noisy truck. Flying, I think it's a Marine Corps flag. It was red. I saw him coming. I thought, oh, geez. Really? Confederate flag? No. It turned out to be, it just went by real fast. I thought it said Marine Corps. It was something like that, anyway. Semper Fi. I record on my phone. I use whatever the app is that I think it's called, something totally unimaginative like Voice Recorder I upload it to my Linux laptop using Dropbox. I move it from the phone to Dropbox, and I go to Dropbox and grab it down. Save syncing up, plugging cords, playing games. I run through Audacity, and when I go into Audacity, I do a click removal pass, taking the default. I do a leveler pass, taking the default. And I do a compressor pass. Compress on peaks is an option that is not necessarily established, set on by default. And what that does is that it takes the peaks, scrunches them down a little bit, and then moves everything up so the peaks are the maximum sound. Filling the waveform. Then I duplicate that track because it's a monaural track. Turn it into stereo. And export it as joint stereo. It uses the same amount of bandwidth as mono. But pretty much every single stereo device can detect and decode joint stereo, where that's not the case for true stereo, which is twice as big. I encoded at 96 kilobits per second, which is fast enough for voice, more than enough for the quality that I need. I think it's almost twice, might be more than twice CD quality, so it's certainly good enough for me. I think, because I think CD quality is like 42. And then I tag it using KID3 because I'm on a Linux machine. Basically what I do is copy yesterday's tags, paste it onto today's file, change the date, change the track number, save it, and then use. What do I use? The Linux utility, I forget now. GFTP probably. And slap it up to my server. Get the file size. Get the file duration. Make the blog post. And try to remember to publish. So yeah, this it took longer to describe it than it actually takes to do it. The places where it gets bogged down, where I get distracted, is when I'm waiting for it to process a track. So I'm waiting for it to do a compress. And I look at the other machine, which distracts me, and I forget to look back. But anyway, I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.